the biggest Tallahassee Tiger fan in the world, Morris Purcell, who is here in THS Cap today, who has been to numerous games. How many games have you missed in your lifetime? You got to ask this every time you've been on.
I missed 21 since 1936.
21 games since 36. That's a lot of ball games. Wow. 10 plus a year on the average, I guess. 10 a year.
Which is the most you've missed in a season, Mr. Purcell? Have you missed as many as two in a season?
Oh, yeah. I had Uncle Sam had me. I had to lose Selvin there. And then I've never missed but one game. Just missed it. All the rest of them was in kind of deaths and
you had,
outside of that.
Right.
But I told Woody Weaver, he was coaching. I said, Woody, I'm going to New Jersey to see my aunt before it snows. It was, you know, in the winter. He says, you can't go. We got a game Friday night. I said, Woody, don't you say that no more. I will not go now. He said, well, you going? We're going to get beat in there. And we did.
Woody didn't say that now. Come on.
Yeah, honest.
So Coach Weaver.
He said it.
Who'd they get beat by? Do you remember?
Yeah, we were Stanhope there.
No, yeah, right, of course.
Is Tallahassee ever beaten Stanhope?
Yeah, they beat Stanhope.
I know that. Long time ago.
Well, it hadn't been that long. Remember, Mike, back in 91, one of those years?
91.
I guess that is a while. We hadn't played them much, though, since then. They were some pretty good teams in the early 90s. Woody had some powerhouse teams that probably he thought could have done better than they did. Oh. I think 91 they had that explosive offense, and 92 they followed that with a pretty good team too. I think 92 is the year they beat them. They lost one game in 91, I think, to Stanhope was the only team that beat them, and that was kind of a fluke. Yeah. They had Shannon Brown on the other side then.
We beat Stanhope 1 year. Yeah. I mean, well, several years.
Yeah.
But
I remember the 2-0 win, right? Wasn't it 2-0 back in the class of 80? It was early 80s, yeah.
We remodeled park up there and put up a new goal pole, and they were going to tear it down because we beat Stanhope 15-14.
Mm. Yeah, that was the big win with the Goodman catch on the 2-point conversion.
One of the kids got up on it, and I said, "You little," I ain't going to say what I said. I don't cuss now, I don't, honest. But I did say it that before I thought of it. Well, I didn't think about it no more after it was over until Monday. And one of the kids heard me, said, "Mr. Purcell," said, "I heard you say something the other day that I've never heard you say before, and I've known you all my life." And I said, "What was that, son?" He told me what I said. I said, "Well, you won't ever say it no more. Hear me say it no more."
You little something. Mind starts to wonder what could have been there. Morris Purcell, you're with us today. What was your favorite Tallahassee football game, period?
You mean the best
to watch?
Yeah.
What was your favorite game to see?
Oh, well, all of them.
Yeah.
It was all, I pulled for all of them, even when we were.
And you got to see the streak, obviously, the late 40s, the O'Brien streak, which we went 50s, was it 57 games?
I seen every game Coach O'Brien ever coached, except 7. That's when I was in service.
Mm. Didn't you leave the altar one time in the wedding to make it back before the ball game? Wasn't that, you were going to get married and you left there before you said I do?
I can't remember much of that.
What was it like during that era, back when Jay Hot O'Brien had the streak, right? Because he won 50-something straight games.
57, had one tie.
Yeah. What was it like? And what was it like to be a part of that?
I don't never want to see no 50 games nobody win no more. Not, they need to lose one game anyway.
You think so?
Yeah.
I kind of like to see it myself.
Because if you have them all, everybody in the world expects you to do it from now on. And it's just too much on the coaches and on the other people that helps out.
It does raise the scale. Yep. Now, they used to play Lanier and teams like that back then.
The year Lanier broke our record, the year that we beat, we had a boy got his leg broke in practice, in the game. And I ain't going to call this man's name because he was a good friend of mine, but he just told them that he could not go with the team with a broke leg on the bus. And the boys told me, says, "Mr. Purcell," said, "we're going to lose this ball game tonight." And I said, "Why, son?" He said, "Just what this certain man said. That had the power to stop him when he didn't get to go. He went, but didn't go with the team. He went with his parents." And that's the only time I've ever had trouble with either one of them.
Hmm.
But can't tell what's going to happen.
Those were the days, weren't they?
I can't hear you half of it.